Tonight, NDC and Electoral Commission set on a warpath with the main opposition party, asking its agents across the country to resist the commission as the AEC denies access to serial numbers on biometric registration kits.
Let me emphasize that our agents must activate the party's high-tech application systems to transmit all serial numbers of BVR kits in their district and electoral areas to the National Elections and IT Directorate of the party, with or without the approval of the Electoral Commission.
Details as the National Democratic Congress accuses the Electoral Commission of planning to add names of people to the voters' register on the blind side of political parties.
You alone will determine which people to capture, which machines to be used, and nobody can track it. So you can add names there. And once the names are already inside, and the people turn out to vote, even if they come as Togolese, the law does not prevent them from voting once their names are already inside.
We have a preemptive response from the EC as the NDC chairman demands the serial numbers of the BVR machines in use. Stay for details. Tonight, the National Democratic Congress has launched a scathing attack on the Electoral Commission as it accuses the Elections Management Body of planning to add names of people to the voters' register on the blind side of the political parties. This is the party's response to the EC's refusal to provide access to the serial numbers of the various BVRs being used for the ongoing limited voter registration exercise. Now, the NDC and EC are clearly on a warpath, with the main opposition party asking its agents across the country to resist the commission as the EC denies access to serial numbers on the biometric registration kit. More on that shortly, but first, why did the Electoral Commission deny the NDC access to the serial numbers? My colleague Papani Ashale joins me in studio with details of a statement by the EC to this effect. Papa, what specific reasons does the EC give to the refusal to grant the NDC's request?
So, Bryce, they give five reasons, but the preamble is that they say that each BVR kit is a critical component of the process that they are running and is assigned a unique serial number. This number plays a crucial role in the operation of these devices, particularly in the generation of activation codes essential for their functionality, as well as tracking their location and movement. Now, releasing these serial numbers to any external parties, including political entities, poses a substantial risk to the security and integrity of our registration process. That is why this has never been done since biometric voting system was introduced in Ghana. Now, it goes on now to state the five separate reasons it's given to back this decision. The first point they make is on the compromise of the security of their kits. It explains that the serial numbers are integral to the security framework of the BVR kits. Disclosure of these numbers could potentially allow unauthorized access to the devices, thereby compromising integrity of the voter registration exercise. Secondly, they say, well, targeted manipulation risk. It explains that one. It says, now, knowledge of the serial numbers could enable targeted attacks on specific BVR kits located at certain parts of the country, thereby causing chaos, political conflict, and operational challenges. Three more reasons. I'll walk you through them. It says, now, phishing and fraud. Serial numbers could be used to facilitate fraudulent activities. And the fourth point, it says, operational integrity. The Electoral Commission maintains a structured protocol for the activation and operation of BVR kits, designed to ensure that all devices are used solely for their intended purposes and by authorized personnel only. And by giving this out, it jeopardizes that particular set down protocol. And then finally, it says, given the above potential risk and disclosing serial numbers could pose, it is pertinent for stakeholders to address their minds to Section 7, Subsection 1 of the Right to Information Act, which provides in part as follows. The information is exempt from the disclosure where the information contains matters which, if disclosed, can reasonably be expected to endanger a system, including computer and communication system. So those are the reasons the EC has given us for rejecting the proposal from the NDC.
Okay, but the chairman of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, has been addressing these issues at a news conference a while ago. Now, you were there. How did he respond to the denial by the EC for them to record the serial numbers?
Well, clearly from his words, the NDC is not happy about it. For him, he even believes that the NDC, the EC, was trying to answer questions before they even asked them. So therefore, for him, there's a it's categorical that the EC is making sure all the activities or the posture of the EC is jeopardizing the process, and therefore they do not trust the EC in this particular process.
The essence of recording the serial numbers of the BVR kits will help us trace, identify, and match every registration data emanating from a specific district or electoral area. The serial numbers will also help us track all unauthorized personnel who operate the BVR kits in an electoral area. This will forestall any clandestine registration aimed at contaminating the voters' register. We are determined to ring fence the threat and risk for the 2024 elections by documenting the serial numbers of each BVR kit that will be used in this registration exercise. Our agents also have our firm instructions that if BVR kits malfunction and are replaced during registration, they should duly record the serial numbers of the new BVR kits and the date and time of their use. Ladies and gentlemen, we are utterly surprised that this precautionary measure, simple as it may be, taken by the NDC, is being resisted fiercely by the Electoral Commission. For whatever purpose, nobody knows. The question is, what does the EC have to hide? What is their fear over the mere recording of the serial numbers of these BVR kits, knowing very well some have been stolen under your watch? Some have been stolen under your watch. We say, let us track and protect those that are yet to be stolen. And you are resisting. Are you not part of the thieves? Is there something they are hiding from the public? Will our precautionary measure not prevent the criminals who stole the BVR kits from using them to illegally register people? If the EC has nothing to hide, they should just allow all willing political parties to record the serial numbers of BVR kits during this limited voter registration exercise. Friends from the media, on election day, serial numbers of biometric verification devices are recorded on the statement of pool, commonly called pink sheets. Is that not the case? Agents of political parties have access to the serial numbers of BVDs. So why stop the recording of serial numbers of BVR kits? Those who may not understand this, the biometric voter registration kit is what is being used now to capture the data of persons of registrable age. In other words, to help us compile the voters' register. During election, in order to ensure that the same people who were registered are the very people who will be voting, we upload these registers onto the BVD, biometric verification devices. The data that is being captured with the BVRs is uploaded onto the BVDs and taken to the polling stations where their particulars are used to verify whether they are the same people who were registered on that day. Now, we are allowed access to the serial numbers of the biometric verification devices that are used in the conduct of the elections at the polling stations. If we are saying that, let us now identify the kits that are used to capture the register in the first place, and you say no. What it means is that you alone would determine which people to capture, which machines to be used, and nobody can track it. So you can add names there. And once the names are already inside, when you upload them onto the verification kits, and the people turn out to vote, even if they come as Togolese or Burkinabes or Ivorians, the law does not prevent them from voting once their names are already inside. So we are saying, let us have a handle on the equipment that is being used to capture the register. Then we can trace where each of the equipment will be operating, so that if we find an equipment that has captured data and it is not in the stock that has been deployed across the country, we can raise questions. Is that not a transparency measure that will improve the credibility of the voters' register and by extension, the credibility of the Electoral Commission itself, if they are interested in building any credibility at all?
So that is the chairman of the NDC. Now, he says their members will resist any attempt by the commission to diminish the transparency of the process. And he's therefore cautioning the EC not to be used by President Akufo-Addo, not to hand over power. Listen to him.
We wish to serve notice, and notice is hereby served, that NDC registration agents across the country will resist the EC's clandestine attempts aimed at diminishing transparency in the voter registration exercise. Let me emphasize that our agents must activate the party's high-tech application systems to transmit all serial numbers of BVR kits in their district and electoral areas to the National Elections and IT Directorate of the party, with or without the approval of the Electoral Commission. We shall not falter. We shall not relent. We shall not tire. And we will live true to our mantra that NDC, no retreat, no surrender. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not expect the Electoral Commission of Ghana to act as the conduit through which Akufo-Addo will implement his avowed determination not to hand over power to a visionary, experienced, and trustworthy John Dramani Mahama.
So that is the chairman of the National Democratic Congress, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah. Let's bring in the political parties for a reaction to this. We've been joined on the line by Mustapha Gbande, who's the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. We also have Henry Nana Boache. He is the National Organizer of the MPP. Let me start with you, Mustapha Gbande. The EC has explained and given reasons why it's difficult for them to hand over those serial numbers to political parties, and you still say you disagree. I mean, if you look at the reasons they've given, that some people can use those serial numbers to engage in fraud and sometimes tamper with the integrity of the data. Isn't this, you know, cogent enough for you to then agree to what the reasons that the EC is given?
Thank you very much, and a good evening to my senior brother on the other line. First of all, let me state, first one to that everything that have been said by the national chairman, the EC has set its own questions and provided its answers. The NDC's demand, first and foremost, for serial call, serial numbers, it came at the back of missing some number of missing BVR and BVD machines. So in the process of public call for transparency, audit, and reconciliation of whatever we have as inventory of machines for the purposes of registering and voting, we requested for those serial numbers to be provided. The second leg of the matter is that we already know both MPP and NDC at various registration centers, these serial numbers are being provided as a track sheet to all political parties' agents before and the end of registration daily. This is public. This is not hidden. It is quite strange that in the process of the registration, some sort of objection comes up as to the release of those machines. What is even more suspicious is that it is strange that situation, we have places where the Electoral Commission will change up to 6 machines a day, and that we believe that in the interest of proper record keeping, so that persons who are suspected to be, you know, covert government interests, who, you know, with some criminals have taken those missing DVD machines, will not find a way engineering.
You do not have evidence. Hold on. You do not have evidence that, in fact, like you're saying, it's some people in government.
That
who
is
have taken
why I use the word suspected or alleged.
No, you cannot suspect. Because nobody has alleged that. It is you who is alleging. But since you don't have
the way
MP.
Okay, so let's provide. Let me finish the substantive matter.
So I just don't want you to dwell on that because you don't have any evidence to back
we'll
that one.
Come back to that if that question stands on its own. But the issue is that our request for the serial numbers at the registration, it's simple. MPP knows that, and we know that. It's to track the machines that are in use. And we know that it's a regular thing, a routine thing that happens. Indeed, if you look at the content of my national chairman, on the day of voting, we provide serial numbers of the machines that have been used to vote on the pink sheets. So therefore, in both requests that we have made, one of the substantive request of the missing DVR machines for the purposes of finding the stolen asset of the Electoral Commission for which we are stakeholders, and also for the purposes of inventory. Then the second leg, DVD machines, serial numbers of DVD machines that are in use, also because of the rampant changing and swapping of those machines at the registration centers by Electoral Commission. This wasn't the promise of the Electoral Commission. It promised Ghanaians that it was ready, all was set for registration to start. Okay. Where are we heading now? Today, we have to transition from online to offline. Cumbersome registration.
I want to find out from you whether your request for those BVR serial numbers has been the practice over the years, or it just peculiar with this year's registration.
Hello?
Hi, Gbande. I wanted to find out from you whether the access to the BVR serial numbers, is it the practice over the years, or you are doing this specifically in this year's limited registration?
Well, let me stand on the legs of my explanation initially to say that there are two things. We have never had in the history of this country that people have gone into Electoral Commission to steal machines. So at the back of those missing machines, we requested for serial numbers. Then okay. Two, at registration centers, we don't request. They provide. We do it with the Electoral Commission officers. We record machines that have been registered, that have been in use.
Okay, thank you, Bandy. I'm grateful. I'll come back to you. Hold the line for me, because I've also been joined on the line by Dr. Cerebo Okoko, who is Director of Electoral Services at the Electoral Commission, to provide some sort of education for us. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, you've explained that, in fact, if you give these serial numbers out there, it could, affect the integrity of the data that we are collecting. I mean, Bandy is saying that in the previous years, you used to give these, but let me ask, How is the process done in terms of registration? How do you go about giving access to the officers representing political parties at these centers? Hello, Dr. Kwaku, are you there? I'm trying to find out from you. I mean, you've explained that, look, when you give the serial numbers out, it could compromise the security of the kit. But I'm asking, in the previous years, how has the registration itself been done in to ensure that the political parties who are the centers are roped into the process for it to enhance transparency? Okay, I guess I'll get Dr. Kwaku back. But let me bring in Henry Nanabuachi. Henry, your party... Okay, let me try and see if I can get Dr. Kwaku. Doc, good evening and thanks for joining us. I'm trying to find out from you. I mean, you've given reasons as to why you cannot give the data out or the serial numbers out. But I want to get this education. In the previous years, how was it done?
We have never given the serial number to political parties.
All right. Now you are explaining that, I mean, that someone can fish with the data and
I know I was on the phone, so I'm here to see the press release and through.
Okay, with your press release, okay. But it says that serial numbers could be used to facilitate fraudulent activities, including phishing attacks, where a criminal with a serial number...
My understanding was that we're going to discuss the registration so far. I've not read the press conference. Okay. I want to discuss.
So on the field, how is it going today?
Yeah, so today we allow them to go offline. So we are expecting to have higher number than the first 2 days.
But how can people trust that in fact the offline data will not be compromised in a way?
Offline data will not be what?
Will not be compromised in a way because it's offline. It's not open such that people can then go and trace.
The agents are there. Whether it's offline or online, the agents are there. And they are supposed to be given the start of day and the end of day. So I don't see where the compromise will come in.
I mean, some political parties are worried about this whole offline thing. That's why I'm asking that.
Now, the offline, I myself, to be frank with you, I'm not comfortable with the offline. The reason being that people who have already registered may succeed in doing registration. Yeah, and you can only detect it after the duplication has taken place. And that may lead to people being disenfranchised. Because once you do multiple registration, your name will be off. So I myself will always go for the online. But because we're having challenges, that's why we try to go the offline. So my prayer is that all the interconnectivity issues will be addressed so that we'll go online to eliminate the possibility of people doing multiple registration.
So from day one till today, how many people do we know have been able to register?
So far, I know we have covered more than 33,000, yes.
Okay, 33,000 people. Do we have a figure, you know, that we...
My information is that the first day we did around 17, and yesterday we did around 16.
So what's our target?
Now we are targeting 623,000 for the 21 days.
Okay. But I mean, Doc, when the chairman of the NDC says that if you do not give the data or give them the serial numbers...
I did not listen to that, so I don't want to comment on that.
I get it, but we just need education here. That they say that
Let's go by the registration. I don't want to be responding to press conference I have not listened to. So when I go home, I'll take my time. We listen to the press conference. Then I will read our statement to then I can begin to react to them subsequently.
But I mean, the decision to go offline, was there a consultation between you and the political parties?
Everybody knows that when we are doing registration, we do offline and online. So we don't need to consult again before. Everybody who attended the APAC meeting knows that in the course of challenges, we'll go offline.
But I mean, the chairman...
In all my deliberations on air, have been saying that we are going online, but when the need arises, we'll go offline. It's one of the modules of operandi of the activities. So going offline, we don't need to discuss it because everybody knows that's part of the issues, especially even those who are going mobile. There are areas where there are no network at all, so you can't do online. So anytime you do registration, we'll combine the two.
Okay. Doc, hold the line for me. Let me bring in Henry Nanabuachi. Henry, do you side with the NDC's request for access to serial numbers to these BVR machines?
Thank you very much, and good evening. After listening to the national chairman, I was wondering whether the NDC would want to assume the responsibility of the Electoral Commission. And I was even surprised when I gathered that it was the national chairman that read out the press engagement. I mean, I was very astonished because he's very experienced in this. At the end of the day, what are you looking for? What they are seeking or the request they are making would compromise the security of the entire electionary process. And that is what the Electoral Commission has said. Unless they are telling us that they lack the requisite human resource capacity to man the registration process.
But it is the same human resource that they are putting them on the alert, send us your numbers to Accra so that
it's frivolous. I don't think that we need to spend time on it. Look, you are at a registration center. You have your agents there. When we are about to start, you know the number. When we close, you know the number. People who are coming in, you have your book. If you have really prepared your agent well, they have an exercise book. So if this person is coming to register, you even have that opportunity to even write the person's name or even take other details as well. So the Electoral Commission and then all the registration centers are gazetted. And they have given all of this information to us. In fact, even including the difficult areas where we have difficulties in reaching out to. They've given all of this information to us. We have prepared our teams. They know this. So it would be difficult for any registration to go outside this, especially when you have your numbers. So quickly, when you know that some numbers have been added, the data you have already, then you can raise some legitimate concerns. Do they want to be the Electoral Commission? Do they want to manage the electoral processes? You are a political party. And they've said this. For me, it is even weird.
What they are calling for is that they intend to be the second layer of protection for the data. I mean, why should anybody disagree when someone says, I want to ensure we protect the data we have?
Look, I think that this thing should end the matter. The Electoral Commission says that they cannot. Why? Because it will compromise the kit security. They have mentioned certain risks related to targeted manipulation. They have also raised faking and fraud. They've raised operational integrity. They've mentioned all of this. And they even went ahead to give assurances as to how the registration cannot be manipulated. Because why? We have all of these centers are gazetted, fully agent. We have oversight. They've been given the opportunity to be there. In fact, even apart from the pulling agent, there are other members who can always come there. It's an open place.
Okay.
Right?
Henry, I'm grateful to you.
And there's a detailed reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is always a provisional register after which political parties are even made to go through. They exhibit the register for people to go through.
Henry, I'm grateful.
And all of that. So I'm surprised why the NDC would be doing this.
Okay, thank you for your opinion this evening. Let me bring in finally Gilfred Asiama, his team lead, Election, Anti-Corruption, Rule of Law, CDD and CODEO Secretariat. Hi, Gilfred, should the EC give access to the serial numbers to these political parties or not?
Well, I think the NDC has made a claim, and basically the claim that the NDC is making borders on trust. It's more an issue of trust even than transparency. They appear not to trust that the Electoral Commission can hold the integrity of the system, the voter registration process, you know, so they want to do something to help. But I think I agree to what the previous speaker said to a large extent. There are enough transparency measures around the registration process. The start of day process allows the political parties and their agents who are always present at the registration center to monitor the system. It starts with all of them. The forms that they use in registering people, they see everything that happens. At the end of the day, there is a daily accounting process. And the end of day process where they print out, you know, or they have records of the number of people who have registered for the day, you have these political parties agents present. And it is just a combination of these figures and numbers that give rise to the total number of people registered. So when you look at these systems that have been adopted, that have been put in place, I think it guarantees a lot of room for people to hold the EC to account and to also guard against anything that can undermine the integrity of the process and the voter register. This is very difficult, you know, issue, because we haven't got to this point before where you have a major key stakeholder demanding access to what the Electoral Commission considers to be a security document. I think we really need to have a cool discussion about this. If this is not feasible, it's not the end of the world. The NDP can still guard against anything that they fear, you know, can happen without having access to even the serial numbers of the machines.
I'm grateful to you for your thought here, and thanks to Dr. Sobo Kweku for joining us as well. This has been Top Story, but still coming up.